Blog Talk Radio.
Some things you don't learn till you do it. And shit, I
knew he was gonna do it. I tried to tell people, hey man, that man don't even know where he is sometimes, you know. And yeah, he'll go in the hood like some other folk I've seen, go into the hood and talk smack, and because they just don't know no better, you know. They believe the world is their oyster. Oyster, yeah, same thing. But anyhow, I'm not going to continue with the blogging or whatever you want to do with it on Mr. Trump, because he's too busy doing it himself. So, you know, I'm just going to leave it all to him. But, hey, man, when Ms. Clinton first asked about the taxes, he kind of dodged it and shut up. But soon as she said, yeah, well, you know, I don't think Donald Trump has, I think she called him Mr. Trump. I'm not 150% sure. But she said, I don't think Mr. Trump has ever paid any taxes. Said, you know, he got audited, and she said, yeah, I've been audited by more than anybody I know. All my friends, they you know, snitching on his partners, y'all, snitching on his partners. All my friends didn't even have to go through what I go through because they ain't never been audited. But they audited me almost every year. That's because you telling folk you hiding something. That's because you doing it, you know. Shit, that's self-explanatory. But you can't tell no fool that because a fool think he got everybody else fooled. In reality, he ain't got nobody fooled but him. But, you know, that's the way y'all do it. You know, y'all fools. Y'all leave me out of that. You know, and then he had never enough to respond because I'm smart. You know, tell me that he was joking, y'all, or something, or just playing crazy. But I'm going to tell y'all, arrogance has a price. Arrogance has a price. I think I told you all a long time story when I was both arrogant and ignorant. Well, Donald Trump is both arrogant, ignorant, and stupid. Yeah, you can call them all three. So with that being said, tonight's show, y'all, is sponsored by, guess who? Mr. Big Al Wash at ALW and the State Fair of Texas. And lo and behold, I got quite a few more clients coming in first of next week, and we're going to have to change some stuff around and do a little dancing and do a little hollering and see what we can do to make somebody else feel better, because that's what it's all about, y'all. It ain't about none of that y'all think it is. I don't know how y'all come to that conclusion, but my thing is to surprise and shock. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, keeping it real all at the same time. You know, it's one thing Uncle Billy ain't going to do to y'all, for y'all, or nothing else, and that's lie. I ain't going to lie to you. I ain't going to lie for you, and I'm damn sure not going to lie about you. God, dog, I got deep in. But irregardless of what it is, what it's going to be, or what it should be, let me be the first one to tell you that, hey, if we lose this election and you tell me that you didn't vote, I would beat you down like a straw dog. I had to throw that in, y'all. I had to throw that in. A lot of people know who I'm talking about, but just a few in reality know that I mean what I'm going to say. Yeah, it's because I'm telling the truth. I really am. The way that man talked last night and proving that he's as arrogant as anybody in the whole wide world, Lord have mercy, I just don't know what to tell y'all. But lo and behold, y'all, let's get started on something different, just a little bit different. We're gonna do something that I've been wanting to do, and we ain't gonna lay it on nobody else. Put it all on me. Take it off him and put it on me. I know y'all don't know nothing about that kind of stuff, but guess what? Boy, it's over with. Y'all will know that Uncle Billy been here. Yeah, I got to play me some gospel music tonight because I feel so good. Let me start with this. Because, you know, somebody going to let us down. I see all of them folk wanting to vote for Trump. Said he's genuine and Republican.
I'll be
devil leaking this old building, y'all. But guess what? I know I got to move. What about y'all? So with all of that being said, we going to continue to get back off into this voting stuff, y'all. So I'm just here to tell y'all, we need all the help that we can get. So if I have to run a show all the way up until voting time, I'm telling you, I will do it. Because the factor is letting that man keep saying what he's saying when he want to say it and when. Y'all act like y'all don't understand. Y'all act like, you know, then you be the first one whining and crying. You know, because you didn't vote. Because you didn't get out there and tell your kids, tell your grannies, tell your uncle, tell everybody, man. You know, it might sound funny, but, man, you know, when you're up against adversity, you got to take the offense. You know, adversity don't let you win by taking the defense because they ain't going to stop. Y'all don't hear me. But then, you know, y'all been faking and shaking. Y'all ain't never been in no real adverse situation to where, as you knew, if you didn't come out on top, you was losing. It was over. Y'all don't hear me. So, you know, let's get on the stick, y'all. Do what we do best. You know, because it's time. It's time. It's truly is time. And if, what they used to say in the old days, if he can't do it, nobody can. If we can't do it, nobody is. Nobody will, or something. However y'all want to put it. Let's just keep it real, y'all. We got to get out there and do our thing. Yes, Lord, Jesus can work it out, but he can't work it out without us. Well, he could, but you know that wouldn't be right. You just got dog meat, don't want to fight yourself. So even before you try.
Come on down here, Diane. I want you to hear a little bit. Jesus can work it out because we need to tell the devil he ain't got a chance. While we trying to figure it out, tell your neighbor he's already worked it out. Tell your neighbor Jesus can work it out if you let him.
Thank you.
Yeah, y'all know Jesus can work it out. So there ain't no reason for you to get yourself into that. Y'all know what I'm saying. You can go ahead on and vote and do the right thing, and that would not even be a problem. But no, you want to go ahead and see what would happen. You want to test water on somebody else's dime. Don't make no sense. Know how youngsters used to say, don't start nothing, it won't be nothing? If you don't test the waters, you won't have to swim. But if you test these waters with that food, ain't no telling what you're going to end up doing. I'm just telling you how I feel, telling you how, you know, we got to do all of this together. Because, you know, fact of the matter is, like the Lord says all the time, ain't nothing promised. But I wouldn't bruise that on my relatives that I leave here. You know what I'm saying? Your nieces, your nephew, your grandchildren, and all of that and more. You know, you might be lucky and miss it by dying. You. But what about the people that you leave here, the people that you care about, the people that you want to see succeed and make it? Yeah, you know, you just got to keep it real. I said this every night, and I say it for a reason. You got to keep it 1,000. Yeah, I ran up on something. I wanted right here. Yeah.
Church. When they went for him here, he was over there. call a meeting on y'all.
I'll be right with you, son. I'm going to have to cut it off for a minute because I was just sitting here thinking about you. And somebody asked me about you the other day. And I told him, I said, hell, you're doing what you normally do, working hard. I said, shit. I said, you know, going out there in the world doing what he do, you know. They said, well, ain't you scared? I said, I was at first. And they said, well, what? I said, he convinced me he could do it. That's all he ever had to do, you know. So I prayed on it and all my fears were gone. Because I know he would have protected. I know he well protected the people he be around. I ain't gonna let nothing happen to him. So, you know, just got to have faith. They shook their head. Huh?
Yeah, this whole thing we call life, that's all it is walking in faith. And most people they're doing it without knowing it. And then you have those that do it and count every step. Like me, I have to count my steps. I thank the Lord for every next step that's safe. But, you know, a lot of people, they're just walking like they drunk in the days with no faith or no fulfillment. So, I mean, I just try to be a better son, a better brother, a better father, a better grandfather, a better nephew, a better all-around guy and a man of God. So I hope my testimony helps people to be inspired and to pass the test, because I know if I wouldn't have had your blueprint, then I probably would be lost. If I would have never known that this happened to you, I would never know, and I think I ever know that I can do it. And that's what Nike says, just do it. So, you know, I just try to make you a proud father. I know I throw fits like any other child. But I'm grown and maturing young man, transitioning from one phase of life to the another. and just really basically trying to evolve so that my bloodline can inherit what I inherited. And that's just, I mean, that's basically what I'm focused on.
Well, see, I was struck by Wanda when you went over to that service station, when you went over to that store. And one fear I've always had, even though I done got bumped by a car before, you know, not real bad, hit in the side by a car, not that bad, ran over my leg, didn't even faze me, kind of almost damaged my boots. But all kinds of accidents and stuff, you know. So one thing the accidents was teaching me, and I guess I didn't ever take it too far because I didn't take it for granted, was that it had to be angels watching over me. You know, sometimes even the ones that was walking with me and didn't know they were angels. You know, because the Lord will take anybody and use them for you. And so, you know, all of that kind of stuff, you know, because it started coming to my mind after I get somewhere and I could sit out and think about it. That dude ran over my leg with his car, and it didn't do nothing but put a mark on my boot, you know, on the heel of my boot. And I laughed it off, but after I got my boot off and everything and started looking at it and then thinking about it, golly, first thing I said, golly, I was lucky. And that's just about it when I stopped using that word lucky. Luck ain't got nothing to do with living. The game of life carries a big torch, just like the what's that lady in the New York Harbor, the Lady Liberty. And when the light finally shine on you, and you begin to realize that, hey man, I'm truly a child of God. God wasn't ready for me then. God wasn't ready for me to be mishandled or be hurt. So, you know, and luck really don't have anything to do with it. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. So when people started asking me, hey, man, how you doing? I said, I'm blessed and highly favored. And I got to saying it so much that people began to believe it. Not just me, you know. People would say, man, that dude there, man, he weird dude, man. He don't go to church all the time. He don't do them. But you'd say, in a minute, I'm blessed and highly favored. And so that's one of my sayings, and that's what I live by. Like you said, I walk by faith. People ask me, how you going to do that? When I was telling them about the radio show. You know, 6, 7, 8 years ago, I've said that this is what I wanted to do, you know. And they said, well, how you going to do it? You ain't got no money. Yeah, big money pun here. You ain't got no money. You're broke, you know, and laughing and going on. I said, well, you know, I remember a time when I didn't know nothing about the world, you know, shooting dice and doing all of that there. But I said I had to learn something because I didn't like manual labor. They started laughing then, you know. I said, but for some reason, when my daddy had mentioned it to me when I was young, boy, you better have all your goddamn fun while you're young because you're going to have to work real, real hard when you get old. I got scared But I kept hearing the front part. You better have all your fun. You got a lot of fun when you're young. And I forgot the best. Just like old Pepper. You know, man, I started having fun, started traveling. They said, how you going to get some? So, where you, how you going to get there? I said, I don't know yet, but that's where I want to go. When I was talking about going to Oklahoma, not when, that was well before Oklahoma was gambling legally, but, you know, and stuff like that. When I wanted to go down to Waco, they said, how you going to get there? I said, man, I'll thaw them if I have to. I caught some old guys going to Waco because they had heard about the gambling and stuff down there, too. And I thought, like, I already knew where to go and everything. And dude said, well, come on, let's go. Yeah. And next thing I know, we was in Waco. And I come out a big runner. He said, man, shit, we going to come down here every week. I said, throw them out. Said, can I come with you? They said, shit, yeah, you know. So that was kind of the start because I didn't know what I was doing, but I knew what I didn't want to do. I didn't want to go back and have to go to school and get no dishwashing job and stuff like that. So I find ways to get around. And when I started getting around and God knew what my abilities were, because sometimes it had to show up. That's the one we was gambling. Yeah, man, but, you know, you can ride a shotgun. I mean, I said, nope, I'm a backseat rider. Young as I was, they wanted me to ride a shotgun. I said, no, I'm all right. But it was just that. And then other people began to have faith in me because they saw some of my abilities. And from then on, it was on popping. Then I got the pool hall. I thought I was a real businessman. Oh, I didn't even know where to get there. Mm-mm. But, you know, I just learned from there. So when I said I was going to start a radio show, didn't too many people believe me. All my partners was gone. All my real partners, Bisco, George, all of them were gone. So I didn't have nobody to say, well, y'all really do know every time he said he gonna do something, it ended up getting done, don't you? You know, that's the way they used to boost me up. So, win, lose, or draw. About five of us that was in it every time, in it to win it, all the time. Whatever one thought of or said he could do, the others just jump in and say, well, I got a little faith in you there, brother, and come on with it. Shit. After Bisco them died, I didn't have nobody. Plus, I was on dialysis. And then, after I got my transplant, folks started saying, well, said he might be like the old Bill and start trying to, you know, give me jobs and stuff like that. I don't want no job. I want an adventure. I want to do something that's going to make me happy. Work is not going to make me happy. And I try to say it almost every day. This is not a job. This is a hobby that's going to get passed down through the family and turned into an empire. Because I ain't going to need too much money. I'm going to be spending. So whoever decides to have some fun and make a little money can. That's all I say. You ain't going to have my kids and grandkids going out asking somebody for a job when they can come here or go to some other family member. And that's all I want to attest to. Because if Donald Trump get in there, I'm going to say it one more time. I've been saying it all the whole show. If Donald Trump get in there, folk going to be crying for me. Give me a job. I'm waiting to see if my family members need a job first, man, because y'all know everybody else is laying off. And that's just what it's going to be. So that's another reason for tonight's show. I'm glad I could segue into saying this. Get your butts out there and vote. If you don't vote and remove, blame it on you. Get out and vote. Whatever you do, please think about three Supreme Court judges will be put in by the next sitting president. And if it's not Hillary Clinton, Lord have mercy on y'all. And I'm saying y'all because, you know, like I said, I got my kids got theirs. My grandkids got theirs. My great-grandkids got theirs. So, all I can say is, if you don't vote, don't come crying. Because I'm not the one. Say, so what's up, little gentleman, son? How's your empire coming along?
Well, one stone at a time. One stone at a time. And it's gaining elevation every day. Me and the family, we are doing good. Your great grandson, he started school.
Lord, have mercy.
So God is really blessing us. Our children, your granddaughter, started her internship at Walgreens for pharmaceutical tech.
Lord, have mercy. Yeah.
So God is good, and His mercy is the most. So, I mean, it's blessed over here. I thank the listeners that's out there for tuning in because it's very imperative that we share fellowship with like-minded people and that we vote. Once again, bring up this topic of voting. You know, cast your votes, people. We, as a people living in America, we have to vote because so many people are coming from other countries gaining citizenship. And we don't want to lose our position in politics, nor do we want the wrong person to get in there. So I urge the people to vote, go vote. Vote crawl, walk, ride, hitchhike, get there. Please vote. So that's my message. I hope the people hear and adhere so that we can get a just result out of this champagne.
Yeah, we got to do something, y'all. If we win this Bojia, America is safe, and a lot of the bull calling that's going on with all of this infighting and ISIS and stuff will be behind us. And I'd like to say to Coach Moffitt, my co-host the last few nights, that I wish he had been here to meet my son. He surprised me with a telephone call right at showtime. And it's like days of old. So, people, unity in the community is not just a saying. The bumps are here. If you really need some help, go online. Find out a little bit more about the bumps. Leave a question. I will be checking the bumps tomorrow, and I will be starting to put out more and more information concerning the bumps. So, with that being said, let me find another song that my son might like. Now, let me continue this one. Because it's like Hold My Mule. And I'm pretty sure that y'all that know it know that it has deep meaning in the black man's soul. I got 30 good seconds, and I'm just going to tell y'all. I'm just like Shad and John, hold my mute. This has been a wonderful, most relevant evening. I've learned so much on each encounter this evening, and I want to thank you all for calling in to listen, because like I was telling a lady today, I'm so grateful that you were there. As all of you all are, I am so grateful. And just keep listening. Hopefully, I can help you all feel this too. And this is your name I pray, O Lord. Amen. I praise him in the morning. I praise him at night. And all in between. So, with that being said, y'all have a great night. And remember, we can't do it without you. So come on, come on down, let's win. I'll holler. Y'all have a great night. And thank you very much. Ciao.